This is Grant Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Waleed Faris, Senior Fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He's a Middle Eastern and terrorism expert, and he's the author most recently of The Confrontation. We want to get his thoughts today as the top Obama White House official on terrorism and counterterrorism says that it's important now to use different words, and the terms like war on terrorism, jihadism, and even global war are non-productive in winning this conflict, which they say is specifically with al-Qaeda. And Dr. Faris, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
We've heard about this terminology before. Early on in the administration, we heard that terrorist attacks were now to be called man-made disasters or something along those lines. Now we hear war on terrorism is not appropriate. What do you make of this change in semantics?
Well, it is true that the Obama administration is not anymore waging a quote-unquote war on terrorism, let alone a global war. It's a fact. It's a unilateral decision made by this administration. It is true also that the administration, at the advice of its experts, is actually withdrawing from the war of ideas and refusing to call, you know, the jihadists jihadists. But that won't change the nature of the war. It's a unilateral withdrawal from a conflict or from the essence of the conflict. But this policy decision is not going to change the fact that terrorism is going to continue to strike us and our allies. Actually, it is going to escalate and expand, not regress, as we can see it now. The administration began its retreat from the confrontation, the intellectual confrontation. It's a policy decision which is not going to change the fact that there is, quote-unquote, a war. A war means mobilizing your national defense, intelligence, economic resources to defeat a foe of a size that can jeopardize your national security. As long as the administration and Congress are using billions of dollars in several battlefields, deploying task forces around the world, funding the Homeland Security Department, and talking about strategic communications across the defense institutions, they are waging a war. So practically what the Obama administration has decided to do is to continue to use the resources of war, wage actual wars, but deny the fact that it is doing so. Therefore, such a policy is dangerous for the United States because it puts it against international law, bypasses the will of its own citizens, and strengthens the enemy. And last, let me say that the enemy is not letting go of this war, which it calls a jihadi war against the United States and allies. And the more the jihadists worldwide sees and hears the U.S. officials stating that this is not a global war, nor it is against a specific ideology, guess what? Those jihadists are going to win their war of ideas and drag this conflict into generations.
And Dr. Faris, there's a couple schools of thoughts here. As you just pointed out, using more friendly terminology, or at least less stark terminology, isn't going to change the minds of the terrorists themselves here, or the jihadists. The thinking of the Obama administration may be, though, that they can win over rank-and-file Arabs and Muslims by using what they consider less inflammatory language. Is there any evidence that that's true?
Wrong. Actually, this thesis was advanced by the jihadists themselves. The jihadists, the enemy, the foe, wants the United States not to indict the ideology so that when those jihadists overseas, around the world, and in the West, are talking about it, are recruiting from the pools of radicalized people, nobody would come and tell them, what are you doing? We, this administration, and their allies also in Britain and Australia, are falling clearly into the trap of the jihadists. The administration can pull out from using words, but that would not pull the other side away from the conflict, won't deter it, won't sway hearts and minds against the terrorists. It won't even create a change in the terminology used by the other side. Now, the advisor of the president said that that Obama outlined a new way of seeing the fight against terrorism. So at the end of the day, it is about terrorism. It is about a fight, but they don't want to recognize it as such. Let me give you an example. It would be to say that during World War II, the U.S. were fighting the Wehrmacht, the SS, but they were not at war with the global threat of Nazism. That would be the equivalent 20 years from now.
Dr. Faris, we've talked about our enemy with the term jihadist. We've talked about him in the term of terrorist, specifically the administration wanting to put a damper on the term jihadist. Why?
It is the mother of strategic mistakes. Again, this administration, the last 2 years of the previous administrations, have been approached by experts who are sympathetic to the ideas that we can engage with the Islamists but not the specific jihadists. What the administration is saying is that fighting the term jihadist is wrong-headed because it's using a legitimate term, jihad. I'm using the terms of the experts of the administration, and they call it meaning to purify oneself, you know, the whole yoga thing. This is wrong. Jihad, to begin with, is not a legitimate term. It is a term from history and from theology. It is the fact that those who follow jihad will have to determine that. The secular government of the United States has no business declaring what term is legitimate and what term is not in religious affairs. Besides, the jihadists are a movement with an ideology and strategies. And therefore, to try to term jihad as outside what the jihadist wants is, as we were going to say today, well, Nazism by itself is good. Those who practice it in the 30s were bad. Nationalism and socialism are legitimate, but putting together national socialism, you know, has created those issues. So I would strongly advise against that, although I know that the administration and even many people from the previous administrations have voted and elected to go into that direction. I think it is a mistake.
Dr. Ferris, in our last 60 seconds or so here, give us an example or two of the opposite, using stark, clear, and direct language to describe who our enemy is and what they're about, and how doing so has actually proved beneficial.
Well, it's very simple. By being precise that this is a conflict with the jihadists, not with the Muslims, the U.S. will show that it is countering the actions of a radical terror network. Because, and very simple, there are Muslims fighting the jihadists in several countries. These are our allies. This is our hope. We're not going to be able to win that war of ideas within the Muslim world. Only the anti-jihadist Muslims can win it. They've done so, and we've seen them on the streets of Iran, of Algeria, in Iraq, in Darfur, in Sudan, in Lebanon, let alone in other places such as Nigeria. If the United States support, or if the U.S. will support those Muslims as they are fighting jihadism, it would be fighting for freedom inside the Muslim world, not against it. But if the U.S. will start saying, well, jihad is legitimate, what would be the argument for these Muslims who are with us to fight with?
Very good question, Dr. Ferris. Unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much, as always, for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Waleed Ferris, author of most recently of The Confrontation. He's a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies and an expert for many years now on both the Middle East and terrorism. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.